Tell it, tell it, sing it, sing it, let the joy bells ring it, o'er and o'er evermore, tell and sing the news.
Welcome to the Pastor's Heart. Dr. Craig Bush is pastor of the Grace Baptist Church in Kearneysville, West Virginia. Dr. Bush has been preaching, counseling, and encouraging people since 1980. Let his 4+ decades of experience help you today. We pray the Lord will use this time to keep you encouraged in your spiritual life. Join us now as we dive into some practical thoughts and truths from God's Word.
Hello, friend. Welcome to the Pastor's Heart broadcast. This is Pastor Craig Bush, your host, and I want to encourage you today with a thought from God's Word. In Ecclesiastes 3, verses 1 through 11, I'll quickly read, "To everything there's a season and a time to every purpose under heaven, time to be born and time to die, time to plant, time to pluck up that which is planted, time to kill and a time to heal, a time to break down and a time to build up, time to weep and a time to laugh, time to mourn and time to dance, time to cast away stones and time to gather stones together, time to embrace and time to refrain from embracing, time to get and time to lose, time to keep and time to cast away, time to rend and time to sow, time to keep silence and time to speak, time to love and the time to hate, the time of war and the time of peace. What profit hath he that worketh in that wherein he laboreth? I have seen the travail which God hath given to the sons of men to be exercised in, and he hath made everything beautiful in his time. Also he hath set the world in their hearts, so that no man can find out the work that God made from the beginning to the end." We all have much to do in life. With the inventions of the car and machinery, computers, airplanes, there's so much to do, and people are busier than they've ever been in life. There's only one way to get more done, and that's by schedule. The word schedule is a plan based on time and tasks that need accomplished. God made all of the earth for us, but he wanted us to have dominion over it, Genesis 1:26 through 28. To do this, he tells us we ought to schedule it to happen. God did not create man to be reactionary to life's events. He wants us scheduled. Sin creates a reactionary life, not God. Most sin happens by unplanned reaction. When we take the reaction as the priority, then life gets all wonky, and then we want to blame God. I find that most problems in life are schedule problems. Most people in life have more things to do than they can find time for. We have so much to do that it gets easy to get things out of proper priority. I have found that the most important things in life do not clamor for our time and our attention. It is the unimportant things that clamor for our time and attention. Phone calls, social media, entertainment, hobbies, etc. These are all unimportant things that clamor for our time. God made the earth and the world to function by schedule. Ecclesiastes 3 is God telling us a little about the world's schedule. Sunrise and sunset is predictable. Tides, seasons, all these things happen by a schedule. God made us to function best by schedule and not to react to every little thing that happens. Let me give you a recipe today for schedule. First ingredient is God made the earth to function by schedule. That's what Genesis 1 is all about. As God created the universe, he made it to function by schedule. The first thing that God created was time. He created day and night. Each day, each season, each year were set in motion by God as a schedule. We can't change that. Clouds may obscure the light, but it's still day. Clouds may obscure the moon, but it's still night. Just because the events of life are different than our ideals does not mean that schedule changes. Weather may change, but the season is not based on the weather. The more we understand schedule, the more productive we can be on earth. We know when to plant, when to hunt, when to laugh, when to mourn, when to do certain things, when not to do certain things. So the first ingredient is God made earth to function by schedule. Number two, There are only 24 hours in everyone's day. We all have the same amount a day. Ephesians 5:16, Colossians 4:5. These verses show us how sin and evil try to steal our time. The wages of sin is death. What is death? The stopping of our time. The effects of sin on our time is our health and our finances and our relationships. Number three, we have to decide or plan our priorities. There are tasks that need done. There are tasks we want to get done. I not only decide what needs done, but I decide what time to give it. When I schedule something, I schedule when it starts and when it stops. Don't let pop-up things sidetrack you. Those things need put into the schedule somewhere else, not as they pop up. Just because you see them now does not mean they need done now. And that means this. Decide how long you're going to give a task. Don't work on it till it's done. Most people run late or behind because they don't stick to a schedule. God doesn't change the sunrise because of the clouds. He doesn't change the tides because of how hot or how cold it is. We need to learn the importance of time. Time is life. We waste life when we waste time. And the busier you are and the more things that need done, the more we ought to schedule that time. Number four, emergencies are time interrupters. An emergency is not an emergency based on someone else's thinking that it is important. An emergency is a major health, life and death situation. Someone in a car accident is an emergency. A phone call saying, "Preacher, I have a question about the Bible," is not necessarily an emergency. A financial emergency isn't that you're hungry and you see a McDonald's and your credit card's not got enough room on it for your Happy Meal. You know, the phone and social media are not emergencies needing your immediate attention. Don't spend time on the emotion of what people say. We waste so much time thinking about how someone's going to take what we say. Number five, give yourself 100% to each task. 1 Corinthians 10:31, Colossians 3:23, Ecclesiastes 9:10. Give yourself 100% to the task at hand. Focus only on it, and you'll get more done quickly. Be there, 100%. Be there on time, 100%. Give yourself 100% physically. Don't think about the task you just did or the one to come. Aim at the one you're scheduled to do right then. And you'll complete more tasks with better quality and be able to accomplish more this way. This is how I made it through Bible college. I had 10 minutes between classes. I would walk from my 8 o'clock class to my 9 o'clock class and still have 5-6 minutes. So I would sit and review my notes. And I found that 4 classes every day or 5 classes every day at 5 minutes, I could study almost a half hour every day without adding any time to my schedule. I just didn't sit in my seat wasting time in between classes. So when the teacher started teaching, I was already mentally there, ready, and I was able to absorb his lessons or her lessons even better. Most problems we face in are sin problems, schedule problems. Schedule will not prevent all sin, but it sure will limit it. Get priorities decided based on God, not what we want. Hey, let's have a great day today, and let's give God a great day. From the Pastor's Heart, this is Pastor Craig Bush.
Thank you for listening to The Pastor's Heart. We hope this broadcast has been a help to you. If you would like to hear more of Dr. Bush's messages or learn more about Grace Baptist Church, visit gracebaptistwv.com. That's gracebaptistwv.com. Let's go out and change eternity today.
Tell and sing the news.